Blog Talk Radio.
Time for everybody to ante up, Trees. You ready? You ready to ante up, Trees? Yay.
Let's get it.
Welcome to today's Tuesday episode of Kale's Corner. Guys, I'm telling you, the weekend seems like it's getting longer and longer to me. You know, in between shows, it's just, I'm like, man. When is the next show, man? When can I get on and talk crap with 57 and Tang and Reese and Meemaw, all the crew, you know what I mean? Everybody, Betty, with her online peace, love and soul in it. Yeah, that about yeah. I be missing that stuff on the weekend, y'all. I truly do. And I thank you guys for joining us today, November. We're so close to Thanksgiving, you know. I don't know how I'm feeling about Thanksgiving yet, Therese. Seriously, man, because, you know, my baby going to be gone down Tennessee with her family. And I appreciate them, you know. Her being able to get away and enjoy herself, but I want the family around. You know, it's Thanksgiving. Yeah, you know what I mean, turkey time and all that good stuff. You know, I know you guys don't really get into the holidays like that, but what will you guys do for Halloween this year? I mean, I said Halloween for Turkey Day this year.
Well, it's just a regular day. We probably be eating tacos because it's just a regular day for us because we don't celebrate the pagan holidays. You know that. We don't celebrate those holidays. So we just let, you know, everybody else who do, you know, if that's what they want to do, I ain't got no problem. I mean, that's, you know, that's up to them. So nothing, regular day.
Okay.
Wait
that's
for the new
up.
Moon.
That's what's up.
We're
going to
wait for the new
up.
Moon and, you know, do stuff like that. We do the new moon, Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles. We do stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lost me.
It's all good.
Lost me. Yeah, that bad, but it's your. It's
they're
like you say. Okay.
It's in the Bible. Yeah.
So
I school you a little bit off air.
Oh, okay. I thought you was trying to tell me to pick my Bible up and blow that dust off of it. That
was. Hey, I was in so many words. Yes,
yeah,
bro. That's what I'm trying
yeah
to tell you. But we'll do it off air because I love you so
petty
much.
You petty. Petty Eddie Spaghetti. I'm trying to tell y'all, she petty as a mug. How was your weekend though? I saw you were at a fundraiser this weekend.
Yeah.
Explain that situation to me. What was that about?
Well, this weekend was a rough weekend for me. Like I forgot a lot. Like I forgot Cap. Cap, I apologize. I sent you a message. I apologize. I'm gonna do it again once he get on, but we'll talk to. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to him a little bit later too. But I had two funerals to go to.
Oh wow!
And one of the funerals was she did a fundraiser because her mom didn't have insurance, so
oh
she did a comedy fundraiser, you know, to help raise some money to bring up, you know, because they had to borrow and beg and, you know, get things from other people to pay for
right
the wedding. So they owe other, you know, other people and stuff like that. So they did a fundraiser, which turned out to be a great thing because,
right,
she can do comedy about, you know, she did some, if y'all go look at it, look at the comedy special, I posted it.
Mm-hmm.
And she made fun of how, you know, when people are sad, they don't really know what to say.
Right.
So they
right
were saying crazy things, like, and she just made it a fun thing about the
right
things that they were saying. So
okay.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. It was
that's
good.
That's what's up. You
yeah
know, I love when people find the I don't want to say the humorous, but the levity in situations, and they don't let it bog them or weigh them down. They do
yeah
everything they can to make it fun, you know, or funny, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
kudos to her. My condolences, sorry for your loss, but you know, hey, great way to deal with it and
mm-hmm
teach others as well how to deal with it, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you got to laugh to keep from crying.
Yes, I was just about to say that. You know, you got to laugh to keep from crying, man. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple thing to sit and complain about all that isn't, but it's everything in the world to think about what is and take it from there. So, you know,
right,
great job, young lady. Great job in finding a way to be you and celebrate your mom how you wanted her celebrated. That's the key thing, y'all.
She called it a She didn't call it a funeral. She said, "Welcome to my mom's extravaganza. We're
mm
doing an extravaganza for her, like a ball.
Mm.
Everybody had to dress up in like ball gowns and suits and ties and stuff like, you know, it was really, really nice. It was really nice the way she did it.
That's what's up. That's what's
yeah
up, you know. That's what's up,
mm-hmm
man. I, you know what? I think I want an extravaganza when the
okay
good Lord say, kill you done, come on home. Give me an extravaganza,
mm-hmm
man.
Yeah.
I don't want a lot of people sitting around crying and moping. And I know people are going to cry anyway because that's
yeah
what happens at these events. But, you know, for the most part, man, I want people up and lively and laughing,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, I remember
it's
that Bama Kill. I remember DMV
mm-hmm
Kill said. I remember DMV Kill did, and, you know, that's what I want. Let's celebrate
yeah
me Don't be down. Don't be sad. You know, because this ain't the time to be. This is not the time to be. You know, so yeah. I watch sports. I watch sports all weekend, man. I mean, yes. Reese had to work. So, you know, I'm in the gym by myself. My man was like, you know, I'm hungry. We going to eat what we going to eat. And I'm like, bruh, it's every man
Make
for himself. Yeah, man. It's every man for himself at this point. And he was like, come on, Dad. We got to eat something. And I'm like, yeah, we do. But, here's how we going to do it, you know. I'm going to introduce you to what your grandma used to call potluck. You find a pot and hope that you get lucky.
Yeah, you know, bring it to the potluck, honey.
Yeah, what you going to bring to the potluck? Dad, I ain't cooked nothing. But you expecting to eat, bro.
But you ain't eating nothing then.
You know, come on, man. You know, you want to eat. You got to bring something to this thing, man. You know, that's all. You know, so then he bombed me out. You know, we got in the kitchen and, you know, Therese, I'm telling you, you can, when you go in your kitchen for potluck, and that's if you're like us, you know, I'm going to admit, you know, my name is Kale, and I have a problem. I do not like leftovers, man. It's just, unless it's certain foods, yes, I'll get all into it and enjoy it, but not everything. I just can't, you know, for whatever reason. So, you know, my baby understands it, and she don't judge me about it. You know, she just tell me I'm crazy, and you know that. Yeah, exactly. She can enjoy herself as much as she want to. So
that's what my baby says.
What's that?
This thing is a mess right here. She gonna say, don't be dancing when I go. I'm going to need everybody to be boo-hooing, cry. Just cry. Just keep on crying. Just cry till your eyes fall out.
See, you going to have, she going to have a room full of ugly folk. Because I'll be the first to admit, when I cry and get into it, man, look at here.
It'd be ugly too.
Yeah, it ain't pretty. It ain't pretty at all. Nah, I'd rather we enjoy ourselves and, you know, get down with the get down. Them tears, man. Them tears is something else. I'm trying to tell you, and especially,
indeed,
you know, the deeper the bond was with the person. Like my mom, when my mom passed and my dad, I did so much by myself, crying, that when the actual service took place, I wasn't okay. I was still hurting, but it didn't show as much. If you dig it, what I'm saying, it didn't show as much as it did with other folk. I mean, yeah, and it got kind of humorous looking at some of those people that I've never seen cry before. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look, it was like, oh, so that's you, huh? So, yeah, my Betty, I'm trying to tell you, you're going to be mad at me, and don't come back and haunt me, because I'm going to be laughing at some of them folks. I'm just keeping it 1,000. I'm going to be laughing.
Yeah.
You know, I hope nobody take it the wrong way. Your brother don't mean nothing by it whatsoever, but Yeah, I'll probably crack the heck up. Seriously, you know, no offense, no offense whatsoever.
Exactly.
But y'all gonna be like, you can't take that Bama nowhere. You can't take that Bama nowhere.
Things are going. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but that's just me, huh? I don't know why at certain times I find the humor in situations that aren't funny at all, aren't to be laughed at all, but the humor just strikes me, man. It's just like, okay, yeah, they don't want to laugh, but you can laugh. The next
I'm
thing I know,
like I'm over.
You know? So, yeah. Anyway, anywho, on today's episode of Kale's Corner, we will discuss the NCAAF top five Heisman candidates to date. The top five Heisman candidates. And this thing is like crazy. Some of the players that they have in this top five trees, I'm like, hey, that Bama was balling last week, or that Bama did do his thing 2 weeks ago. And, I mean, I don't know what's going on with the quarterbacks right now in the NFL and in college, but everybody wants to set records all of a sudden. You know, everybody wants to set records. So we're going to take a minute to look at that. The Harbaugh drama, you know. I want to know what or whose side are you on? To all the listeners, I want to know what side or whose side you're on when it comes to this Harbaugh suspension, not suspended, suspended again. Oh, no, we made a mistake, not suspended. So we're going to just discuss all of that. We're also going to be blessed with Lady T's reveal, the week 10 winner of Lady T's picks. Hey, listen, I was counting them things like I ain't never counted them before. Thinking, okay. Oh, nah, man. Dang. So, yeah, if you're like me and you wrote yours down and, you know, you keep up with what is what. Yeah, it week 10. That's all I'm going to say about that. What surprised you about this week 10 NFL matchups? What stuck out the most to you guys? And I'm sorry, guys. What I'm going to say is something that we've heard already, all of us. So I just have to say this. We will also give our player of the week for the week 10 in the NFL. I got a bomb burner. Lady T, I'm pretty sure you got somebody as well. But, yeah, we're going to bring that out. Our player of the week for this week 10. Okay, guys, you can join Lady T and the Online Corner crew. My Betty, G, David Ford, Big Boy from time to time, Kirby from time to time. Everybody on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Or you can join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family on 563-999-3782. Or you guys can Skype or stream the show later on Blog Talk Radio and listen to what you miss. Hopefully, what everything you experience that you miss will prompt you to make sure you're here Thursday at 5 p.m., okay? Kale's Corner, where keeping it real is our only real, okay? Okay? I got to let y'all know that. No, I'm talking about, I'm sorry, T. I'm sorry.
I ain't saying a word.
We're going to do it the right way. Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real.
It's our only real.
No, we talk about, y'all know exactly what we talk about. I'm so sorry, sis. I get a little beside myself at times.
It's, like,
yeah,
it's all good.
But no, honestly, though, Therese, see, my page, for some reason, has shifted over to the right. And I've been trying like crazy to get it back to the center of the screen. And I can't figure out how to blow it up. So it's just driving me crazy and just taking over. So, yeah, that's just what's happening, y'all. So, yeah. All right, y'all. I can't see the phone number or anything. Not like I need to see the phone number. But I'm trying to move this thing over, and it won't move over for anything, girl. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I'm about to. I'm going to call him during the commercial and get him involved. Lord have mercy. All right, guys. all right, guys. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782 is the number. Lady T, anything you want to add?
No, we did a pretty good job. I think we touched everything. We did.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, y'all. Pray for your boy. I'm trying to get to the music. Matter of fact, hold on. We're keeping it real as our only real. Emmanuel, yes. Blow my page back up. Why is my page looking like this?
What you mean? Why is it small?
Yeah.
We're keeping it real as our only real, y'all. Y'all only get this right here at Kale's Corner.
Oh, my goodness. Therese.
And give it up for Emmanuel. Give it up to Emmanuel, y'all. Give it up to Emmanuel for helping Kale with his computer, guys. Because if we had Emmanuel, we'd be towed up.
Hey, Therese. That baby came in here, put his finger on one button, and the whole thing. You know what? I'm sick of him.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sick of hell. We'll be right back. The top five Heisman candidates are, let's start from number five. We got quarterback Bo Nix from Oregon. Hey, Bo is one of them guys that I said lit things up this weekend, truly. Number four, we have quarterback Florida State, Jordan Travis. Now, I'm not going to lie to y'all, I ain't do a real whole bunch of research on Jordan Travis, but if they say he's the top four candidate, then I'll praise him for that. Number three, Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver from Ohio State, Marvin Harrison Jr. And, yeah, I would seriously be surprised if Marvin Harrison didn't win the Heisman this year, because that Bama balling out his mind. Do you understand me? Some of the catches, and it's tricky, Therese. It's tricky because the quarterback will be selected out of necessities to to certain teams. You know, certain teams will say, "Yeah, I want that quarterback," and they'll select him. But it's really Marvin Harrison Jr. who made that quarterback look dynamite. You know,
exactly.
So you know, it's a catch 22 with that. We don't know if it's Ohio's quarterback or Marvin Harrison. I'm going to say it's Marvin Harrison. I'm sorry. That boy, hey, listen, he is a product of his father's
abilities.
There we go. Number two, Jaden Daniels, the quarterback from LSU. Jaden Daniels, another guy that I really haven't taken a whole lot of time to see what it is exactly that he's about as a quarterback and an athlete. But, hey, again, they're saying he's second on the top five list, so we got to pay attention to him. Number one, quarterback from Washington, Michael Penix Jr. Michael Penix Jr. Now, I've seen Michael Penix at work, and that young man, hey, listen, there couldn't be a better candidate for the Heisman other than Marvin Harrison Jr., than Michael Penix. what quarterback in the NFL will I say he reminds me of? I'm going to say Drew Brees at the height of his New Orleans career. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll give him Drew Brees at the height of his New Orleans career. This young man, actually a mixture, now that I think about it, of Brett Favre as far as the gunslinging, the sidearm toss and all that. Because if we remember, Favre was the first person we saw in the NFL to do that. So this young guy, Michael Penix Jr., he does that. He does that. So, and I can see why they have him number one. Marvin Harrison Jr. is doing some amazing things. But come on, let's be real, y'all. Unless you are George or the other running back, the guy they took the Heisman from, I forgot his name.
I know you're talking about.
I'm sure you guys know who I'm talking about.
Kim Kardashian was dating him, right?
Reggie Bush. Unless you're one of those guys doing
that's
amazing, do you think so? Boy, we are not going to have another Kardashian conversation. We are not.
Let's keep on going.
Unless you are in that position, running back and even wide receiver, and Marvin Harrison is doing amazing at the wide receiver position, but I just, when you have this many quarterbacks on the list, it's like the quarterback that stands out the most usually gets the Heisman, like RG3, those guys who have always in everybody's mouth usually are the guys that receive that Heisman. What say you about the list, sis?
I like the list. I'm surprised that Marvin Harrison is even on here, because the Heisman, they normally give it to a quarterback. You very rarely, get the wide receivers and running backs and, other players to even be mentioned.
Right,
so,
right.
For him to be on this list, I mean, he got to be doing some outstanding things. And for me, I would like to see him get it because I'm so right. tired of the listen. The quarterback position is what it is, right? It is what it is. Can't nobody take it. It's a one of a position. It's one position that you know is so dominant to the sport, right?
Right.
But the wide receiver. If you didn't have the wide receivers and everybody else to do their job, your job wouldn't look like it was the bomb. Like you was, you know, the ace. You made an ace. So
right.
I mean, I would love to see the wide receiver or running back or corner or safety, somebody else besides a quarterback get this trophy. But if the quarterback position warrants the trophy to, you know, be given to them, then so be it. But I'm rooting for Marvin Harris at this moment. That's what I'm rooting for. Even though
right,
two names
right.
on this list is so deserving of the trophy, like you said, Bo Nix and Michael Penix. The other
mm-hmm.
two guys I don't really know too much about. I haven't really been watching those two teams, but everybody else, I mean, it's up for grabs. But I would definitely love to see a wide receiver get the trophy.
Yeah. Because, truthfully, I don't remember the last time a wide
right.
receiver won the Heisman Trophy. I can't recall. And that's in itself because amazing in itself because we know there have been some bona fide tear the house down receivers out there. So
exactly.
for to not be able to remember one, and I'm pretty sure somebody at that wide receiver position has won it, but you got to recall too. No matter how good the wide receiver was in the past, most of the accolades went to the quarterback. You know what I mean? The quarterback was the one that stood out. The quarterback was the one that everything was heaped on, all the praise. And it's funny to me because they would praise the quarterback and then put the rest of the team down when things didn't go right. And that was crazy
back.
To me. But, hey, that's sports back in the day, you know. So let's go to the phones. Let's bring Brother Tang in here. And Tang, you ain't got to say hey to nobody but me and Treece. today.
Tim's Corner family, much love and respect. What's up, Lady T? What's up, Big Bro? And the online crew, get you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, Devontae Smith was the last wide receiver to win it. I think he's
okay.
the last one. That's
right.
2020.
Yeah, back in 2020.
From
right,
Alabama.
In 2020.
Yeah. So that wasn't that,
okay.
that wasn't that long ago, but I do understand
you
what
right.
y'all are saying, how he's giving it up to the quarterbacks. I would like to see somebody else get it besides them all the time, even though
mm-hmm.
Devontae Smith did just win it, you know, 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
But
Yeah.
So, you know, it'll be cool if Marvin Harrison, which is that, ain't that who they say, Marvin Harrison's son, Junior?
Yeah.
It'll be
yeah.
cool if he get it. But I know it's
yeah.
going to be tough, though. It's going to be tough.
Well,
be tough.
I mean, hey, Tank, he's putting up great numbers, man.
Mm-hmm.
He is, to the point where they're pronosticating him to be the first receiver off the board in the draft this year. So, and I'm talking about they're naming a few quarterbacks, you know, as that guy. But when it comes to the receivers, They're all the focus was on Harrison Jr. So, you know, if he don't win the Heisman, he know he's going to go very high in the draft. So
yeah, top five.
Yes, easily. All right, let's take another call. What's who that? Is that you, Tang, with that
Tang,
background?
Tang. Yeah.
My bad, y'all.
You good? Come on in here, 57.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing today?
Hey,
I didn't hear the list. I didn't hear the list, but if Bo Nix,
you want me to tell it to you real
Michael
quick?
Pendix
you
Jr.,
real quick?
Marvin Harrison, those are my top three picks right there. And I would pick Bo Nix. I like Michael Pendix Jr. a lot. Mm-hmm. I love it. That dude is a great quarterback. He sees the field well. But Bo Nix, I think if it comes down to the end and if Oregon is still number one, Bo Nix is probably going to get it. I don't think Marvin Harrison is going to get it, even though I would like to see it like y'all, but they're going to give it to a quarterback this year.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. I guarantee you that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams will not be getting a back-to-back.
How do you feel that, though? How do you feel about that? Are you okay with that? You know, if you have a wide receiver who has more than it showed his exemplary talent over everybody. Do you think it's okay that a quarterback wins it anyway?
My feeling is this, Kale. I thought a long time ago, now that they've made different awards for offensive linemen. I thought, and I still feel this way, that the Heisman Trophy should go to the best player in college football. It shouldn't be the quarterback all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be the running back all the time. But if you got a lineman and he was dominating throughout the whole year and took his team to the championship and won, he should be eligible for the Heisman Trophy too. Not just the glamour positions. And so I don't just feel like the quarterback shouldn't get it all the time. I think everybody, the kicker, if he helped get you to the there and he had a great year, he should get it. You know, the best player in football should get the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
Because
that's what the Heisman, that is the definition of the Heisman. It's the best player at any position. So
at any position.
If you got a punter who is always pinning that other team, let's say the 10 or better, man, give him that Heisman because he's done it so much that you can't just say, oh, he got lucky. Nah, he's showing you skill. He's showing you skill. And I guarantee you, if there's a punter that can pin teams like that, oh, he's going early in the draft. He's going early in the draft. Don't nobody and listen, you're going to draft him with your head high. You know what I'm saying? No matter where this Bama kicking from, the ball always land at the 10 or less. Man, that's priceless. You talking about flipping the field, boy.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Can save your life, man. Can save your life during the game. I'm serious. So I'm with you on that one, Kale. I don't know who was on the rest of the list, but, dude, I don't know if y'all know Bo Nix. This
Travis.
Is his fifth year
his
in
Jordan
college.
Travis. His name is Jordan Travis. He's a quarterback. And Jaden Daniels, another quarterback. That's the top five.
Yeah. Michael Pennix Jr., excuse me, is number one. Jaden Daniels, number two. Marvin Harrison Jr., number three. Jordan Travis, quarterback from Florida, number four, and then Bo Nix is rounding it out at number five. which is funny to me because I'd expect Bo Nix to be a little higher than five. You know,
me too, man.
I would expect to see him at like
number
two. Okay. I have no argument for that. I have no argument for that because that young man has been balling. So, yeah, I have no argument there.
And he made $2.5 million last year in college off the likeness of his jersey.
Mm.
The boy's making money now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're making money. Oh, yeah.
And I'm happy. Hey, listen, yeah. which yes, brings up another topic, guys, which brings up another topic. Now that they're making money, their own separate contracts and likeness, should they be susceptible to fines as well?
Yes.
As far as when you say fines, you mean?
Where, let's say, well, their uniforms and stuff are crazy nowadays anyway, so I doubt very seriously if anybody will be fined for a dress code like they used to be, but conduct, behavior, you know, on and off the field, inappropriate activities, you know, should they be fined?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it should have been some type of punishment even before they start getting the money.
Mm-hmm.
Fact.
But you know,
some of these guys buck wild out here, man.
There were penalties and punishments, but teams were able to hide it and wordplay the situation. I mean, there are times that they're telling us someone was injured, so they're not going to play. All along, Alabama done got caught up at a campus party doing some things he had no business doing. You know? So,
yep.
I think the punishment has always been there, but I'm just saying now that you're adding financial gratuity into it, should these guys be fined as well?
I believe so. Then they're going to definitely stop doing
so
it. Take their money away the same way you do if they was in the NFL. And then they were thinking, then the rest of it about not doing it. So they won't be fine.
They're young adults. They're young adults now.
Here's this, y'all. As soon as they give you the money, they got two dirty foot sitting over in the corner ready to come at you.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Right.
But ain't that right. Life? Isn't that life,
yeah,
though?
True.
Yeah.
Dirty foot, sis. Dirty foot.
I love
you know what I'm talking
dirty
about.
Foot. That's what I thought you said.
All right, y'all. Let's bring Cap
look
in
at
here,
you.
Man. Go ahead, 57. Go ahead. Cap, you up
next. I was
going
to say something about Sis Team Michigan. They've known all along that Michigan was doing what they was doing. And they know other teams doing the same thing.
Mm.
But Michigan is on schedule to go back to the championship. They don't
right.
want
and they try. That's right. That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
Mm.
That's
all
why
right,
they don't want
to. Can I say one thing before? Hey, Big Boy, can I say one thing before Cap come in?
Go
because
ahead.
He started talking about Michigan. I was real fast. He started talking about Michigan, and I know that they was putting it out there that y'all might go at Belichick. I say the hell with Belichick. Y'all better go get Harbaugh.
Because he is a winner. Even when he was with us, his worst season with us was 8-8. So I'm just
okay.
saying.
Okay, y'all, that's a teaser because that's actually our next topic, the Harbaugh drama. Come on in here, Cap. We're talking about the top five Heisman candidates.
What's up, Cap? Somebody called a champ. Yeah, the champ is here. What y'all need? What's going on?
Come on, there we go with that. And you still riding around with that trophy on top of your car?
Yes, sir.
Hey, look.
In the confetti, yes, sir.
I'm about to say, on the top of the car and out the tailpipe, confetti flying everywhere. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Cap.
No, what's up, y'all?
Did you get my apology? Did you get my apology, Cap? Did you get my apology?
Oh, no. I've been out here. It's so crazy. You know, with the, it's a big
protest
going on.
Well, I'm going to give it to you right now. I apologize. And I will definitely talk after the show. But I sent you a message because I had so much going on, I forgot. And so I'll definitely get with you after the show.
Yeah, you know I ain't doing number sharing love with it. Anyway. How much are the Kel's Corner T-shirt?
Oh, they one for $20, two for $30.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know me. I'll talk to you later when I'm going to do it. Treat a couple of your listeners.
Oh, okay.
That's what's up.
But anyway, back to topic at hand. The boy for Washington, what's his name, Penix?
Yeah, Penix. Yeah.
Ooh, that boy, his release remind me of somebody. I can't put my finger on it.
I'm like Tua.
He got like a Tua, almost like Tua, right?
Well, he's a mixture, Cap. He's a mixture of Drew Brees at his prime down there in New Orleans and Brett Favre to me, because he can throw the ball at so many angles, you know what I mean, to
right.
avoid that pressure. So,
a little quicker.
Right,
yeah, but it's
right.
something about that quick release.
What I like.
And Favre and Brees, they ain't really had a quick trigger like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost like
I'm going to go way back on you, Cap. Joe Namath. He looked like Joe Namath out there throwing that ball
to me.
Okay, talk about it.
He looked like Joe.
I like him. He would get my vote. He would get my vote, though. For God's sake.
Broadway
Joe?
Joe
Bad Boy.
What do you say
that ball ain't
about,
in his hand, no time.
Marvin Harrison Jr. What do you say about him? Are you impressed?
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I played ball against his dad, but my problem with that is y'all know it's going to a quarterback.
Yeah.
It's going to a quarterback this year. But I would love, actually, to be honest, Marvin Harrison would get my vote if I had a vote. Penix would be number two, but I know it's going to a quarterback. Caleb Williams, he lost that 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's just been struggling. So it's all good, though. You can't be on top forever.
No,
you know,
you can't. And
unless,
he's still going.
Look at 57,
still,
you know what I mean? He lost to me about three times. Hey, Tang, back in, Tang.
Hey, listen.
That's terrible.
All right, Cap. That's two times you done choked me, man. Cut it out, bro. You done choked me up two times. I wasn't expecting that at all.
He good. He good.
But Caleb, I think Caleb Williams has fallen out of the Heisman conversation, but I still see him as a high draft pick. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Even with the problems that he's gone through and not looking as Caleb Williams as he did last season, I think he's still going to be a pretty high draft pick. When I say
he might not even have to change colors next year. He might walk right over to the East Coast and walk into that same color.
Come on, dog. Come on.
We good, man. Stop that, yeah. We good. Look, Hey, what is wrong with y'all today, man? Everybody, y'all trying to get the brother.
Girl over on here talking about the real GOAT of the quarterbacks is Terry Bradshaw.
Not Eli Manning.
That's my man, and I wouldn't even give Terry that right there.
Yeah.
Nah, Joe, you got to put Joe ahead of Terry. Let's be real.
Yeah.
He said he was. Joe. Yeah, I think you think Terry is ahead of Manning? I mean, Manning.
No.
Terry was ahead of Joe?
No, not
Joe who?
Montana.
You know what? I ain't messing with 57. I'm done with 57.
Hey, look, hold on. Whoever said that got to understand Joe Montana was the greatest quarterback to put, in my book, the greatest quarterback I've ever seen.
I'm with you, sir.
Right.
I'm with you. I'm with you,
too, because he belongs to us. I'm with you. Yeah. But Mom Betty said, her main man is Doug Williams. Don't nobody forget about him.
Yeah, but Doug, no, I'm not going to say anything bad about Doug, but it was Joe Gibbs and the resurgence of belief in Doug that got all of that out of Doug to not just be the first African-American to win a Super Bowl, but to set all kinds of records. So I'm with you on that. And being a Washington fan, it was great sitting in front of that TV and watching him do his thing. But when that was the
Super
Bowl.
It was one and done. So it was over.
Exactly. Yeah.
I give Doug his respect because he had to listen to all the racial slurs and everything when he came into the league in order to get other people in, and he stood there tall. He stood there tall. Had water in his home stadium. They're hanging watermelons and effigies of black men being hung, and he dealt with all of that.
And they used up all his good years in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Great.
I'm just glad he went out with a ring. He went out on top.
Yep.
Can I say one quick thing? One quick thing before we go on. Warren Moon is one of my favorites too. Now Warren Moon, they blackballed him for years.
I love Warren Moon.
Blackballed him for years. Waited till he got older, and he still came in and dominated.
But you know what? I think what hurt Warren Moon, not just his skin color, but the fact that he just played it so humble. He played it so humble. He acted as if nothing would bother him or make him come out of his character. It was like Warren Moon said, "I'm here to play football, and that's all I'm going to do."
And that's it. Yeah.
That's all.
If you watch his football life story, he was a very dignified dude, like you just said, Gail. He had an ultimate confidence in himself. They wanted him to be a wide receiver, a running back, a defensive back, and he said, "No, I'm gonna play quarterback, or I'm not gonna play anything." That's why he ended up in Canada.
Oh, man. Because we all know that used to be the mantra. Oh, black quarterback, he has to play wide receiver. He has to play running back. He has to play everything except for the position he was born to play. Now, a good running back didn't have to go through all of that. He was a running back or a good wide receiver, okay. Now, every now and then, coaches would slip in a play where they would change roles to quarterback, but it would go right back to running back or wide receiver every time. So,
I liked Warren Moon until he did a few things in his personal life that I didn't like. So, he was good on the field. I like the Warren Moon football player, but not – nothing else about him.
Well,
nothing.
You know, I often say, you know, people's transgressions in their personal life is their business. If they did those things, if they did those things to a family member of mine or someone that was personal or close to me, I could understand you having some reservations about that person. But at the end of the day, it's their life. They can be with whoever they want to be with. They can do whatever they want to do.
No,
they
I wasn't talking about that
be,
part.
They just have to be man enough.
He was known for beating his wife. So that's what I was talking about. I wasn't talking
I've
about
never heard that. I never the, heard that. The,
yeah, he was. Yeah, that was in the paper. It was an article came out a few times, and he is married to a white woman. But
that's
you know,
a choice.
He's not married to anybody now, sis.
Yeah,
he's not.
No,
I just saw his football life. He ain't married to nobody.
Mm-mm.
Well, okay, I'm just saying that's the last person.
And I'm like Kale. I never heard about him beating his wife or anything.
Yeah,
never heard.
You can pull it up. It's Google. You can
Google. I heard it. Yeah, I heard that.
Thank you. I'm going to say,
okay. His white wife?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if it was a white wife because he had a black wife first, and then he married a white woman.
Same thing.
He's been married twice. Yeah.
Wow. Well, if that is the case.
Gerald said she hit him first.
News to me. Gerald said what?
Oh my God! That's not funny, Jared. That's not. All right, let's take another call, man.
Oh my goodness!
Rev or Nas?
I'm tired of y'all, and I'm tired of Josh Dobbs. I don't care what y'all say. Josh Dobbs ain't no good, and this gonna stop. don't know where that came from. You gotta stop. What's up, y'all?
Oh my goodness. No,
hey, leave Dobbs alone, man.
Yeah, man.
I've been mad for 2 weeks about this Josh Dobbs.
I'm hearing it. He just came out with venom. Josh Dobbs doing a great job, man.
Doing a great job, dog.
This ain't right, man. That's all I'm saying. I done watched this man all his life. I say something about him. Next thing I know, he all pro. He balling on everybody. Anyway, man, salute to y'all for talking about these quarterbacks in a way. And yeah, Warren Moon is controversial because he got some things off the field that need to be critiqued. And similar to rest in peace to Jim Brown. Like, Jim Brown had some things. But that doesn't make up the whole of the person. We can bring up the
right. Jim Brown was throwing women out of cars and stuff.
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
Yeah. We can bring those things up and then also talk about the great things they did as well, man. All people are complicated.
That's
and none
true.
Of us are perfect.
That's true.
Great statement.
That is true.
Great, man. Great statement.
And OJ didn't do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I wouldn't go there. And I don't know how they're going to blame that on us. We wasn't his friend at the time. He wasn't talking to us at the time.
Nope.
He put that
to
OJ on when he got in trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah, he did.
Same thing
OJ
with Kobe.
Stopped being black once he left USC, man.
All of them. As soon as they get in trouble, they standing up there throwing up the black power symbol and wearing dashikis.
Malcolm X shirt.
Yeah.
Let's go to the black church today.
You ain't fooling nobody. You ain't fooling
nobody.
So, Nas, where do you stand with this Heisman top five? You got Michael Penix Jr., quarterback from Washington. Jaden Daniels, quarterback from LSU at number two. Number three, Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State. Fourth, Jordan Travis, the quarterback from Florida State. And five, Bo Nix, quarterback at Oregon.
Man, that's tough. Because Jaden Daniels has probably been the most productive, but that LSU defense is coached so poorly that, you know, they lose too much. Mm-hmm. And Caleb, of course, has lost a few times, too. So, man,
he's not even top five no more.
Yeah, Caleb
That's fair. I guess Jordan Travis then down there at FSU on a team that really don't look that good. I guess I'll put him up there.
To Florida State?
Yeah.
Man, we're going to end up winning this whole thing this year. If they let us in, we're going to win this whole thing.
Who is we?
How about
Florida State?
Okay.
That's my college football team, Florida State. Ever since Dion, I've been a Florida State man.
Okay.
Ever since Claret,
I've been Ohio State.
Yeah, Maurice.
Ever since who? Did you say Claret?
I like Michigan. And I like Penn State.
Is that who you say?
You know what? I think it's so many college teams that you're allowed to have two college teams because it's thousands. It's thousands.
No.
So I think you
got to stick with one.
I'm only saying with college, not the NFL. The NFL, you get one team.
Sis. That's a scapegoat,
sis. My pick was so bad, they kicked me off the line.
It's too many teams.
They kicked you off.
I was like, damn. I was like, damn, what happened to Nas? 57 got the going on you, and you was gone. You ain't hear none of that delightful commentary from 57.
I believe they said my pick was biased. They said, you know, you need to get at the Bo Nix, even though they only lost, you know what I mean, one game. But I'm going with Jordan Travis, man. Forget it, man. I'm rolling with the black dude.
That's what's up. Hey, listen, switch lanes real quick, y'all. The Harbaugh drama. What or whose side are y'all on? What side
I'm
are
on
you
Harbaugh.
On or whose side? I'm on Harbaugh's as well. Because I feel the same way Tang does. I feel the same thing that Tang does. This thing of ours has been going on forever.
Yeah.
And, and it just seems like to me the NCAA are just they've targeted Harbaugh. The man already set for four games at the beginning of the season. You let him come back, and then you double up and suspend him again. Come on, man. Cut that nonsense.
That's called double jeopardy, ain't it? Ain't it called double jeopardy? You can't be tried twice for the same crime.
I thought you could.
That's why the NCAA is their own governing body. That's why so they can do things the way they want to. They know they wrong, sis. They know what they're doing. This guy ain't did nothing wrong. The only bad thing I got to say about this whole thing is against Michigan.
Right.
The next time, don't send the assistant coach up to the microphone. That dude cried so hard, he had me crying.
He had you crying, bro.
Right.
Yeah, I'm up here going, bro, don't go with you, man. Set him free.
Set him free.
I want to tell that brother, stand up. He the one in the family you don't let speak at the funeral because you know he going to crack
up.
Like, yeah, that was too much right there.
Yeah.
That was too much. But hold on now.
The NCAA
don't matter. So the Big Ten is the one who came down on him. And they decided what they was going to do. Michigan is the blue blood. Basically, if the NCAA get on the big conference's nerves too much, they will just get rid of them. So they know the playoff expansion is coming. They know the super conference is coming. So the NCAA, they just better mind their P's and Q's when dealing with the big schools. But Harbaugh, they just went too hard. That's all it was. Everybody's that type of cheating. But they got my man in there with the fake mustache and the different ball caps on the sideline and different – like, they just did too hard. It's like when you find a machine that give you an extra bag of chips and you tell the wrong coworker and he go down there and take all the chips out the machine. They just went too hard, man.
Yeah, you sound like Colin. College, bro.
Where you get all the chips?
Y'all know
bro.
The people I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. I know you get all the chips.
He stayed in Bama, went and took every chip in the show. Let me ask y'all this. Do y'all think this scrutiny will make Harbaugh just say the heck with the NCAAs? I'm going back to professional ball.
Depends on how much the NFL offers.
But he looked like he looked like he's really enjoying himself in that college world. To me.
That ain't NFL money, though, bro.
Yeah.
He was enjoying himself till all this started going on.
For real.
Yeah, I can go with that.
They better get all the Michigan men on the airplane. They got to give them another raise.
Yeah.
Exactly.
To stay.
That's the only way. They're going to have to pay up to get him to stay.
Yeah, but then it's going to be Michigan rewarded cheating. So they must have been okay with what was going on. They gave Harbaugh all that money to stay.
Hey.
Yeah, but look, we got to remember, Michigan is a blue blood that is dependent on who they got. Ohio State, it's a machine. It don't matter who the coach is, Ron Day or whatever his name is. They'll get a new guy in there and it'll still be Ohio State. Michigan, they can go to Brady Hoke and Rich Rodriguez and all that. They got to have a guy in there. Harbaugh is one of those guys. So, you know, them alums going to step up on this. I guarantee you, they throw a crazy offer at Harbaugh. Because there's too many NFL jobs out there for them.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think Ohio State and other Big Ten schools then go, yeah, they cheating over there, man. You better check them out. Somebody in that conference been dropping little notes, breadcrumbs. Oh, yeah. You need to check out Michigan. You know, they doing the same thing we doing, but you need to check them out.
Hey, you know what? That's a funny yet serious point. Because they're doing the same thing to Dion in Colorado, and Colorado has not won in I don't know how long now. But yet still, Dion's name is coming up in tampering news. He broke this law and that law, and And I'm like, who is doing all this snitching? Who is, because like 57 just said jokingly, but seriously at the same time, nah, they doing the same thing we doing. Go look at them, you know? It's crazy to me. How are you going to snitch at any time the NCAA can say, okay, we checked him, now let's double back and check your program. Check what y'all doing. Like they don't know already. We know they know who's doing what, in all honesty. But it's just like, why snitch? Just do what you can do to build your program. And I understand, but Colorado is not a gotta-get-there destination for kids, seriously. It's all about Deion and Deion's name and his persona that are bringing all these kids to Colorado. All I can say is get your weight up. Get your games up. Get your TV appearances up, your primetime appearances, and these kids will come to you. You'll get the kids that you want to get because they'll see you on TV all the time. And that is a memory. You've given them a memory.
But get your motivational level together. You got to get your motivation up.
That
is
well.
And then people will come.
Deion gonna break them. Deion gonna break them kids hard in Colorado. He getting ready to go to Texas.
Why you say that, man?
I heard that, man.
Just watch what, watch what I tell you. Guess I heard it too. 57. They've been talking about it.
Yep.
Yeah,
guys, he gonna be leaving
there. I'm telling you, man. Deion just running from here to there, and he don't need that much money. But hey, if that's what he want to do, I keep telling you, he
got
no loyalty. Not me.
Yeah, but it ain't about money with him. It's about trying to be the best. He could care less about the money.
He can be the best,
you know,
wherever
all,
he at because it's like,
I
it's like
can't go with
say.
That.
He can be the
he
best
be the
wherever
best
he at because he like
nah, he'll never be the best.
His name is going to make him be the best.
No, sir. And NFL, well, yes, sir. College is a new venue, remember? He dominated the NFL. He can't do wrong for the NFL. But now he's ventured onto a new deal now. Now this is college. It's a whole nother venue. And he can't
but
be
let
the
me
best
say this
just showing
you,
up.
Cap.
Go ahead.
As a defensive back, you've dominated. Your name went down in history from college. You was the best in college. You was the best in the pros. Now you got a team like either Jackson State, who you left high and dry, or now you with Colorado. Okay. What's more important than saying I'm the best? I came to a school that didn't win but one game last year, and now I'm taking them, say, in 2 years, I'm taking them to a championship game. Doesn't that say more than I went to a school that was already established and already had a good team, and I went to the championship with them?
Yeah, I feel you. I'm with all that. Listen to what I'm telling you. I just
Deion
played softball,
chasing
right?
bags, bro.
No, listen. Okay, all right. Well, he maybe he is.
They're
I don't really know
money.
For sure. But my thing is, he's chasing. He wants to hoist that. He wants to get in a big college bowl game, and he know the way he getting punched in the mouth in Colorado. He can't stand that feeling, right? He's behind the eight ball already because everybody else is ahead of him with the graduating classes and the trenches. They're not gonna come to Colorado. I mean, he's not gonna get the blue chipper guys in the trenches. He'll get the skill
yes,
position,
he will.
Blue chipper.
He will get next year.
Yes. You think so?
Yes,
okay.
he will.
Okay.
Just because
okay.
of what he said, his name and who he is and how he's been doing it. Them big chippers will definitely be down there in Colorado next year.
I don't think you're doing a thing for yourself if you go to a team that's number two, already prepared to be number two in the nation, and you go there and they fire their coach or whatever, and you go there and start coaching them, and y'all end up in the championship, or then you go to the number 20 team and you coach them to the championship, seem like that's going to give you more prestige than if you just want to go to a ready-made winner, then what does that say for you?
A.K.A. A.K.A. Mark Jackson. A.K.A. Mark Jackson and Steve Kerr. A.K.A. Mark Jackson and Steve Kerr.
Yeah. No, don't forget Gruden. John Gruden, too. Don't leave out John
Gruden. Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't
forget
John
Gruden. But the bottom line, they remember for winning. Bottom line. They don't remember the coach that was there before them, the coach that did the drafting, the coach that tilled the ground. They just remember the one who got the result, who hoisted the Lombard body or the Larry O'Brien or whatever. You feel me? In football, he ain't win a championship until he went to ready-made San Fran and ready-made Dallas. When he's in Atlanta, he couldn't get it done by himself. He couldn't get it done by himself.
But in Atlanta, he couldn't get it done by himself. But he the one that turned the franchise around in Atlanta. He the one that caused it. That dome in Atlanta, that's Deion's dome. He built that.
Yes, sir.
You know, give him credit for that right there. He didn't want to leave Atlanta. He didn't want to leave Atlanta. Atlanta got rid of him because they needed the money, and they ended up sending him to a place that he wanted to go to where that's going to win a championship, LeBron James.
And that's all he wanted to do is win, LeBron James. Ready made.
But if that's the case, he need to stay in Colorado.
But now you got the kids, Cap.
He can basically run the Bobby Bowden model out there.
I'm not advocating. I'm not advocating for Deion to be bouncing around. Please understand what I'm saying. I'm saying what I'm thinking that he's into. I agree with you 1,000%. I told you. I just won a softball championship, bro. We was the second worst team in the league. You hear me? We swept through everybody in the playoffs, bro, and won the chip. So I'm with you all the way. I'd rather be at the bottom and end up at the top.
but it's
Gerald,
beyond that.
Gerald is saying, though.
You talking about the SEC, man. Don't go to no Texas A&M thinking you finna knock off Alabama, Georgia, and LSU. You're not about to do that. You're going to go down there and get fired like everybody else who go to Texas A&M.
Not
stay in
Colorado
and do the Bobby Bowden where you in a weak conference and you can load up on speed and beat them up, get yourself in the playoff, and sooner or later, you never know, you might pull off a chip. So Deion should stay. But to the point Kel was making about college sports, period, it's always been about hating. Y'all remember when, what's his name, Freeze at Ole Miss got them number one recruiting classes? Everybody in the SEC called in on him. Next thing you know, he got violations and run out of town. That's what they do. It's a hateration game. It's always be prudent and always be hating. Calling in, dropping notes, everything. That's the college game, baby.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. You're right.
All right. Hey, y'all, great.
When y'all was saying about somebody got to be snitching, Gerald says, I bet somebody from the Cowboys is the one snitching.
on that note,
I understand Gerald hurt because he got swept this year by us again. It's all good. Call to the Giants and tell them get them a real quarterback because that Marv DeVito ain't nothing.
Oh my goodness. 563-999-3782. Y'all know what time it is.
Go.
I ain't never ran from a If I did cut my legs out right now, I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up, you don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. When it come to them, you gotta play it rough. And I never ever let get to me.
Why not?
This ain't worth my energy.
What you had to do?
Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me.
Never ever ever.
I never ever ever go against my kind for some n****s on the other side.
Never ever ever.
I never ever ever put a bitch for the money, gotta get it when it come to mine. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete?
Huh?
Don't even gotta be woke, still gon' be up.
How?
I make a bag in my sleep.
Okay.
Can't get the hood out of me, you know where I be.
Work.
Still posted up like I leave.
Now.
Trust me, them choppers gon' bang. Cavity teeth, you been out there.
Sweet flat.
If bad, put a stack.
Hey, 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 Lady T, what you got to tell us?
Yes. Let's do it, y'all. All right, week 10. We all got to do better, y'all. First of all, we on good. 1 week, we all doing good, doing amazing. And then the next week, we all just fall off.
Mm.
Okay? All right, let's go. Let's get it. Let's get it. All right. 5 picks. We started with 5. At least we ain't starting with 3. We started with five. Five picks goes to everybody but only belong to Kale Reese Cup.
Mm.
Okay?
Wow.
Reese Cup got five. She belong. I mean, she only belonged to you, but she's everybody's Reese Cup. Okay. Six picks. You got six picks. We got the seven. We got 007 and we got 57. Okay? So, eight picks, you guys, eight picks belongs to our twins on the corner. That would be DMV Kale and Big Boy and a mother and daughter, Mom Betty and Lady T. Okay? All right. So if y'all ain't heard that name yet, y'all know what time it is. Okay? Y'all know what time it is. Nine picks, you guys, and this is for it all. Nine picks goes to Kat, Mima, and Tang.
Damn.
Okay? So listen, the score was 24-22, totaling 46. Mima got 43, Cap got 41, and Tang got 44, making him the winner, you guys. Tang is the week 10 winner. You guys, congratulations, Tang. Congratulations.
T-Bra.
Cap.
What do you have to say?
Cap, I'm going to walk over the trophy this week. And I guess me and you and me, Ma, we're going to bat it out again this Thursday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Respect.
See, man,
respect.
I thought you was going to be respect. Humble, but you came in here with some crap. Bragging.
Hey, look,
but look,
y'all. Had it. I had to let him know I'm going to walk around with it this week because he just had it. If you had it, I would have named you.
all day today, right? All day. Even yesterday, he was like, dang. So I know I got, did I pick, did I do this? Did I do that? I think, I don't know if I won. I don't know. It got to be something. He keeps asking me all these questions. I said, listen, I don't know who won.
Poker face.
Yeah, I don't know. What is going on? I don't know. Like, why you keep asking me this? Like, I'm going to tell you. I don't tell you no week. So why you think I'm going to tell you this week?
Man, I'm gonna start writing mine down, man. So I just know that I won all the time.
Why?
That
takes away from all the fun, man.
I encourage everybody to do it. Can't do it. You should do it as well.
I'm about to
never write mine down.
I'm up there every week.
I say write them down. Y'all know we got
to
pick. Write them down as we go through them.
Yeah, and to be honest, I'm lazy on Monday night.
Me too.
I just wait till the next day, and then I count them up on the next day.
But
I'm going to be honest with y'all. Most of the time I get tired of counting, man, for real, because I got to go through every name.
Everybody.
That played, yes. Everyone who participated. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But see, I do it. I do that for everybody, and I write everybody down, and I make sure I count it not once but twice, sometimes three times. I go back and make sure I get it because I did mess up one time before, and I forgot somebody. So I make sure I quadruple check the scores and make sure. I work on an honor system, and I try to make sure everybody is taken care of.
We appreciate you.
Save or nothing. So I try to keep it up and up so it won't be no BS in the ring.
Yeah.
Hey,
well,
the way
57 win, I know it ain't nothing favoritism if 57 keep winning.
Hey, nah. Yeah. No, I mean, Cap. Hey, Cap.
Yes, sir.
That trophy you
yes,
got
sir.
Should be rusty by now. Okay.
Hey. So I cleaned it off the chain. I cleaned it off the chain. You got it.
I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it.
What would we do if we didn't get this right here? Doom, doom, doom. That's why we can't all write it down. We need that.
I'm gonna change it up.
Listen, I got two separate one team, one entity that has really irked me with football this season. That's
okay,
the Broncos.
Cool.
The Broncos and
yeah.
these damn referees, man. These
yeah.
damn
okay.
referees are killing me. They're killing me, man. I'm looking at some of these calls and I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
What are y'all looking at? And then nothing for nothing. Yes. He's on my team. Forbes. You eject him over unnecessary roughness. But every
yeah,
game I saw this weekend, no one was ejected. Now, if you would have
right.
called targeting against them, yes. Targeting is an automatic ejection. But
right.
you call unnecessary roughness. Okay, give them their 15 yards and let the man play.
Right.
And
right.
I looked at Ron Rivera and I'm like, okay, yeah, he's arguing. He's saying something. But I don't – Ron Rivera couldn't do anything to make my mind see him in a different way. I'm not mm-hmm. going to promote him doing nothing to the referees or anything like that. But it would take something like that. It would take Ron smacking the hell out of a ref and saying – go look at it again. Go look at it again. Because his fussing and arguing with the referees, it means nothing to me now. Because you're too late with that, bruh. You're too late with that. Everybody knows that the writing is on the wall with your job. And you know, bruh, you was really on the hot seat the moment you signed Eric Bieniemy as your offensive coordinator. / assistant head coach. You knew he was on the hot seat, bruh. So don't now try to act as if you care and you're so upset over the calls that are being made when throughout the majority of this season thus far, you show no reactions at
yeah.
all to anything. Now you want to show reactions? Man, get out of here, bruh. Get out of here. And quickly on the Broncos, I've never seen a team play as sorry and disgusting as the Broncos played last night and still win. I'm serious. I was like, okay, when are the Bills going to do this? When are the Bills going? What's going on with the Bills? Over and over again, I asked
Josh
myself.
Josh Allen.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Keep saying him and Herbert.
Oh my.
Him and Herbert.
Listen.
Thank you, Pat.
Listen.
I keep saying it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Josh Allen is he throws so many interceptions. At first, they were talking about Dak. You know, Dak is the leading in interceptions. No.
Right. No more.
Nobody. But why? No, it was never him. It was him for that one year. Like, why is nobody
right.
talking about Josh Allen? Ever since he's been in
it's
the
not
league,
in the script.
He is a turnover king.
It's
okay?
not in the script, Lady B. It's not in the script. They cannot talk talk about those pilgrims like
gotcha.
That. You got to talk about Lamar Jackson, Dak.
Gotcha.
You got to talk about Dak Prescott. You got to talk about
gotcha.
Hurts, first chance you get. You feel me? Don't say nothing
don't
about Herbert.
And the
Prince. Don't say nothing about
don't forget the Prince.
Three-win Herbert.
Don't forget the Prince.
Don't.
Lawrence.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. All the above. Yo, them guys are stinking it up when they got all the money. They
yeah.
signed
yeah.
the two biggest contracts this summer. They ain't
yeah.
doing nothing.
But
then it's Lamar.
But then they,
go ahead.
But then they talk about Deshaun Watson and that he's not worth the money that they gave him.
Right.
But nobody,
right.
like you just said, like you explained to us, all of these light-skinned people got all this
right.
money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then, you know, they stinking the place up. I'm talking about Blue
yes.
Plains ended up out here.
Yes.
Blue Plains. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Horrible. With no chlorine.
Yeah.
With no chlorine. Pipe 176 is off the chain. Pipe 176 is doo-doo stinking. Okay.
Listen, Stephen A. and Heavy Tongue Shannon Sharp, they got the script. Kill them black quarterbacks every chance you get. Every chance you get, tat them up to pieces. Don't say a Burrow, Herbert, or Allen. Don't say a word about them.
You're right. And if you watch First Take, like I'd be wanting to jump through the TV.
No, I can't watch them no more.
About Josh Allen is the top tier, third tier. Just like Mom Betty on here saying, the Bills look a mess. Okay,
yes,
a mess. They was all discombobulated. Everybody was discombobulated on the team. Okay, First Take make me sick. All
did you
these
see what,
sports analysis
you see
people
what
they
Trayvon,
make me sick did, because they put all of the white, I mean the light skinned people on top
on pedicure
and
on
put
pedestal.
All the melanated people at the bottom. Like they
all
that
the time.
Me.
The Ravens won five straight weeks in a row. Five in a row.
Ain't say a word.
They just lose
ain't
the
word.
Other day. They lose the other day, and man, I can't trust Lamar. He ain't that money, that contract. He won five in a row. We ain't lost this Labor Day. Are you kidding me?
Right. Yeah. You can't win them all now. You cannot win them all.
No.
It's any given
number
Sunday. That's
defense.
Why I say that. It's any given Sunday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Yeah. Cleveland got a number one defense. They were sacking the crap out of us. That's why I picked the Browns, because I knew it.
But
what country
game.
We live in?
It's a division game. They all division people get up for the person in their division. They get up for them.
It's the what of America? What'd you say? It's the what of America? Cap. Y'all still here?
My phone went out.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
I think divided States of America.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
come on. come on in here, Dirk. What's up, Cuzzo? Come on in here.
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on, man? Hey, what's up, y'all? I hear y'all venting, man. I've been trying to get on here, man. Work schedule been a little crazy, man. But, man, I tell y'all this. If we lose to the Giants,
Who is we? What team you like?
Commanders.
Okay.
I like the Commanders, If we lose to the Commanders, somebody getting fired. Man. I guarantee you that.
To the Giants.
You mean getting fired Sunday or getting fired, period? Because I'm about to get fired, period.
Well,
he's talking about Sunday.
Hey, you know what? That was an accurate analysis, because we didn't lose to Seattle this week. We lost to the Commanders and the referees, truly. That pass interference, it was funny to me how the commentators put up the penalties, Washington versus Seattle. And Washington had three penalties, and I was like, wow, only three penalties, huh? And Seattle had like six or seven, and the next thing I know, in one drive, y'all, three penalties back-to-back-to-back, fourth and five, the pass interference, that was crazy, but I'm going to say this about that pass interference. You know how the referees pick and choose what they call. Why did you touch DK Metcalf? You shouldn't have touched him at all. You should not have touched him at all. So,
I
blame St. Jude for that. Then the unnecessary roughness, again, I'm cool with that. You could call unnecessary roughness on that. But eject him out the game? And I'm watching the game last night. There was an unnecessary roughness call. I believe it was on Buffalo. And they went right on. They played the game like it didn't even happen. And I'm like, okay, are they going to kick this dude out of the game to, you know, keep the mantra going? Or are they just saying, screw it. This is what it's going to be now. You know, and that was crazy to me. That was crazy to me. I was like, yo, kick him out of the game. Y'all are saying that that is what is going to happen now. You get an unnecessary roughness penalty, you're going to be kicked out of the game. And I text, I forgot who it was that I text, but I was like, I think it was you, Cap. And I said, I thought you had to get two of those to be kicked out of the game. One targeting, targeting penalty gets you kicked out of the game. One targeting.
One. That's it. That's all
two,
you need.
Two unnecessary roughness penalties get you kicked out of the game.
Right.
Why did that one unnecessary roughness penalty get this young man kicked out of the game?
They're trying to say the intent.
Yeah.
Like the intent was
I was going to say that. Cap beat me to it. Yeah.
Well,
call
targeting. Call targeting then. Targeting is justifiable ejection. If you're caught targeting one time, you have to go. But unnecessary roughness, you can get two of those penalties. And you remain in the game after one. Your second one, you have to go. You're disqualified. And I'm like, what are we watching here? You know, and then it was, like I say, it was so funny to me that when they put the penalties on the screen, all of a sudden, Washington get three penalties back to back to back. I was like, come on, man. Y'all, when they gave him the first down on St. Juice's pass interference against DK Metcalf, I was like, okay, he did grab him around his back with one hand, and but neither one of them could catch the ball. It was an uncatchable ball. Does that rule apply anymore?
Nope.
So,
but he did the penalty. But the penalty was before the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like the penalty happened, so they have to call the penalty.
But
even
if it's
you know what I'm saying.
But it doesn't go from a catchable ball to an uncatchable ball. It's either catchable or it's uncatchable. Out the quarterback's
hand. Right, but before the ball.
But before he threw it, it was interference. Before he threw the ball, it was the interference happened. Yeah,
he impeded his path or something.
Exactly.
Well, can I ask a question?
DK Metcalf stopped on his own. DK Metcalf stopped on his own. And then Forbes grabbed him. It wasn't until DK stopped. But the ball was already, what I'm saying is, he grabbed him as he reached out for the ball, and he couldn't catch it. But anyway, that was last week. Go ahead, 57.
Oh, I was going to ask, if you won, should you still have complaints too? Because I ain't got none in my complaint section this week.
You're a fool.
Because you won this week, huh?
Y'all better take that rabbit's foot out y'all pocket. These people out here getting And the great Mike
we
Collins.
We got the whole rabbit,
somehow.
Cap. We got the whole rabbit, not just the foot.
Big facts.
That's Nas, 57. You always get that mixed up.
And you know what?
I mean, Nas, my man.
It's funny to me because I was listening to the post-game show on Channel 9, and they were talking as if Pittsburgh haven't lost at all this season. And I was like,
we haven't lost in our division. That's what they were saying. We haven't lost in our division.
You've lost.
Everybody's lost now except Philly.
They did not.
No, Philly lost one, too.
Yeah, Philly lost two. But they didn't break it down by division. They were talking as if Mike Tomlin has led you guys undefeated this year. Is what I'm saying.
I mean, the accomplishment is almost similar to that. That Kenny Pickett
does not look like he's going to be the guy going forward. I'm sure they're going to draft somebody. Offensively,
yeah,
they are terrible. Defensively, they just make it happen. They just get it done somehow, and they keep pulling off these wins. This is going to be one of the worst playoff teams you ever seen, but somehow they're getting in there. It don't make sense. Najee Harris looks slow. Like, it just don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
They just get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'll admit, I'm used to at least one of Pittsburgh's wide receivers being the man. You know, I'm used to one guy that can be trusted and counted on, play in and play out. And I'm looking for that one player, and it's like, he's not there.
We're not doing that anymore. We did that with Antonio Brown and got burnt for it. We're spreading the ball around to everybody that can help us. We're not singling no one person out. That we just said that on Sunday. We're not doing that anymore. If you can help the team, that's who we're going to. If what's his name is complaining, Pickens is complaining about not getting the ball. Mike Thomas said, they asked him how he felt about it. He said, I feel like a rock in the bottom of my shoe. All I got to do is take my shoe off, and the rock is gone.
Yeah. Yeah. In layman's term, shut your high parts up, or you gone.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're talking about the wide receivers. Wide receivers are divas, man. They're going to, if they don't think they're getting the ball enough or enough actions in the rounds and all of that type of stuff, they're going to say something. That has always been a wide receiver's bag.
That's facts, because I heard Cap earlier about to talk about that tweet that Trayvon put out there for Stephon, because you know they was talking. That's why he put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What was
he talking about? He needed to leave the team. He needed to get out of there.
Oh.
Told him he needed to get out of there. Then he tweeted again this morning. Came back with some more stuff.
Oh, wow.
He's talking for his brother.
But your brother a grown man, bro. Your brother's a grown man.
But that's how you gotta do it.
At the end of the day, that is a situation that your brother still is going to be a part of until he's traded or leaves. So
But he won't be fined. Because, see, that's what they would do. They would fine him.
Yep.
And now he can't be fined. That's why you go through the other person like that.
Right.
The same way I was looking at it earlier. And the dude used to play for the Green Bay Packers.
Greg Jennings.
I can't remember his name.
Greg Jennings.
He said that his sister tweeted something. And he said, yeah, he was talking to his sister. And he said all they did was brought him in the locker room and told him, look, man, you got to tell your sister she can't tweet that no more. Because if he had did it, he would have been fined. That's why you get your brother to do it that's not even out there right now. They brothers. They got a hell of a relationship. They talk to each other. You think you don't confide in your brother when you're going through something and you venting? He's venting right now. So his brother put it out there. Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. That's life. Mm. That's what's going to happen.
I definitely stand up for mine.
Somebody say something about anybody on this. Somebody say something about any one of y'all right now. I'm going at them. Okay? Now.
And as wide receivers, you need to speak up just because you're so dependent on everything else. You depend on the quarterback, the O-line play, what the OC is calling. Think about A.J. Brown. If he was still in Tennessee, people would be talking about how he was a bust and never lived up to it. He gets out of there, gets to Philly in a good offense, and now he looks like a number one wide receiver.
He is a number one. You ain't lying about that.
Yeah, that.
And then you know what? Even though I say Antonio Brown jokingly and kind of angrily, I say it like that because when he left us, he was at the top of his game. He could do whatever he wanted, you know?
Yeah.
And he just imploded for whatever reason. We gave him all that money and everything, and he just burped on us, man.
Went
crazy.
Well, he's one of the best to ever do it. But Well, if CTE is real, I'm sure. Right.
Vontaze Burfict. Vontaze Burfict, brother. Blame him.
Yeah.
Vontaze Burfict.
Hey, but you got to be real. AB is a top 10 receiver of all time. Like, it's to that. Like,
I agree.
AB, he
I
wasn't
agree.
Just this era good. Like, he's any era good.
Across
right.
the yeah, of all time. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. With my winning from last week, I like to treat Mom Betty and me Mom to Kel's Corner T-shirts.
Oh.
Okay.
I would definitely do that and make sure they get them.
Thank you, thank you.
You know what, man? You're killing me. Killing me.
We got
this
to
who I am for this
out there.
This who I am in real life, brother. That's who I am.
Hold
in
on,
life, bro.
Hold on. I'm gonna let me ma come on in here and say something about that one. Come on, me ma. Me ma, you with us?
Hey, me ma. Okay. Unmute yourself, girl.
She crying.
Shut up.
I don't know. She gonna get you 50 cents.
Hey y'all, what's going on? I was kind of busy.
What's up, me ma?
What's up, me ma?
I know I beat 57. That's all that matters.
Yes.
Yes. Cap got something to tell you, me, Mom. Cap got something
okay.
to tell you.
Oh, me, Mom. I'm treating you and Mom Betty to teach Kel's Corner T-shirts. So pick out your color and your size and give it to them. They got you.
Thank you very much. It can be black, as long as it's black.
No
I got
problem.
You, babe. I got
no
you.
No problem.
It ain't because you did
you
anything
size.
Special.
Yeah,
you
tell me your
time.
Okay.
You did anything special, Nima. He just, you know, he felt sorry for you.
Your team made me lose.
Hey.
What
hey,
is Nima, it?
I told
you
I had
black
your back
yellow?
This week.
Hmm.
Your thank you, Tane. You gave me the, you told me to go with the Cowboys. But, you know, 57 always talking about them shy ass, oh, excuse me.
Who made them? They put that horse back in the barn.
Oh, my God. Oh, Mima, you killed me.
Oh,
you now.
Sorry,
oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Boy, that one came out of nowhere. I was not ready.
I had to catch that. Sorry about that, y'all.
Oh,
but
my
thank
goodness.
You, Cap. But 57, I'm glad you lost because I know you won two in a row. You thought you was a superstar.
I won three already. I've won three this year, though. So you'll know, Nima. I've won three.
Okay.
Don't,
oh, you won three?
Don't let that
okay.
trophy Cap got and that four wins he got fool you. I won three.
Okay, I gotta audit my books to make sure they're right.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah,
too.
Mima. All right, thank y'all. I gotta go back to work, but thank y'all very much. Thank you, Kat.
No
You're
problem.
You're welcome.
No
and
problem.
Text me your size, Mima. Text it to me.
Okay. Then love y'all. See you later.
Love you
I
too,
love
baby.
You too.
Love you too.
All right. Bye bye.
And y'all better get ready because I'm writing a letter to Joe Biden. I might mess around and get my privileges back and then be on there.
All right, let's bring in Big Boy. What's up, Big Boy?
Big Boy.
Big Boy.
Big Boy.
Big Boy.
Take your phone off mute, man.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, y'all.
Hey, look, we only want Joe Biden to win for one reason, and y'all know what that reason is.
What's that?
I can't say this one on the radio.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stop yourself.
Thank you.
Thank
yes,
you.
For not
thank,
saying
thank
it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Boy. Therese, where do we go from here? I'm
trying. Hey, we can only go up. We can only go
you
know, up, y'all.
We
can
only
go
up
from here.
Well, hold on. Let me say something
up.
Real quick, if y'all don't mind, if y'all ain't got nothing on
Come
topic.
Come on in.
Y'all get that man in Washington an apology. Everybody was talking bad about his offense and all that other stuff with that ragtag O-line. This man went out to Seattle against two elite premier corners, because them corners are going to be real good for a long time. And he said, oh, we ain't throwing at them. We throwing underneath. We throwing slants. We throwing wheel routes. We getting it to everybody but the wide receivers. And that was a good game plan. I mean, y'all came up short. Yeah, there were some calls that was kind of here. But, that man for real is an OC, man. People got to stop talking about
him. No, he's dealing. The enemy is dealing. He's dealing.
Definitely. Yeah, Mom Betty said thank you.
Oh, no problem, Mom Betty. Listen, the Commanders went from 19 points a game, something like that last year, barely 20.
Yeah.
To well over 20 now, like 25, 28 or something a game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Howl look good. Howl look good.
He does.
Yeah. I don't know if
Howl's gonna be. Do y'all think Howl is the quarterback for the Washington, or y'all think they're gonna get another quarterback? Because I like him.
I like him too. They need to keep him and work with him. Just get him a line. Give him time.
Get him a line, man. You got everything. You got everything for that quarter, but that young man to be successful, except for an offensive line. You got to get him a line, man. You got to get him a line.
Let me just say this, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we talking about the teams and everything, and thank you, Commanders, but Chase Young and Nick Bosa on each end, they look scary.
Scary.
I like it.
That is too much.
I like it too much.
Yeah, yeah.
A healthy Bosa.
I like what I
A healthy
saw.
Chase
I like
Young.
What I saw. They had five sacks. Listen. Everybody was talking to Jags. We gonna have our fourth loss. We didn't fell off. Purdy fell off. Everybody didn't fell off on the team. The defense is trash. Everything. And we held them to 3 points in their house. In their house.
Yeah.
Their house.
Beat them up.
That's one of them privileged quarterbacks that Cap was talking about earlier. Not to take anything away from San Francisco, because y'all did do what you had to do, what you were supposed to do. So I'm not taking anything away.
He's not one of the privileged. Kale, he's not one of the privileged. They're always talking sugar, honey, iced tea about him. They ain't never had him elite nothing. They ain't never had coach. He's always at the bottom. He at the bottom with everybody else. Yeah.
Come on, sis.
I'm serious.
Now we talking about your team. He ain't one of the privileged now.
No, when he lost that first game, they couldn't wait. They couldn't wait to throw him under the bus. And then he lost the second one. It was all
he still got the connection for the protection, baby.
Man, they went off. They was off. He wasn't even on the charts. They wasn't even putting him on the board no more. They weren't even talking about him. Okay? So
all they said this morning was, Purdy is back. That's all they kept saying this morning. Purdy is back.
I ain't hear them. Who said that? Because I ain't heard none of that.
First take.
And I've been watching all the shows.
First take. That's all I've been saying.
Purdy and San Francisco back.
No,
shout out to Shanahan. Purdy head got a little too big for him. They calmed it down, got him back to playing within the system, and he looked like Purdy. Also, having Debo back don't hurt. You know what I mean? But Purdy was getting a little hyped by his own headlines and whatnot. Start playing off platform. And say, brother, that ain't what that offense is designed for. You're a point guard.
All I'm gonna say is, we always say that, you know, guys get caught up in their own news clipping, but how can you not?
Yeah.
Remember, Purdy was the very last pick in the draft.
Yeah.
So all 31 teams had made all their picks. And San Francisco took a chance on him. Imagine what's on that young man's mind about his draft position. So when he gets in and it turns into what he dreamed of it being, it's going to go to your head. You know, it's going to go to your head. So I don't fault him
for that. What I am cool with is Shanahan and those guys noticing that and made the necessary changes to bring him back to earth. So, you know, and as good as he was playing, this quarterback here is the one that'll take them to where they want to go. If you all, because he was playing good before. He's never played bad or terrible. But now, with his mind being in the right place, he's the quarterback that they want to take them and believe in taking them where they want to go. So, hey, shout out to the Shanahan.
Exactly. Show you how much money they pay.
Them losses can humble them. Them losses humble them. Three straight in a row, them losses humble his butt.
How much money they pay out in the NFL. Because here's a guy, just think about if somebody came to you and said, okay, Kale's Corner people, I got a job for each one of you making $800,000 a year.
Pow.
Mm-hmm.
Pow.
You know what I'm saying? But according to the NFL, that's no money all for this guy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's still living at home with his parents. That's incredible.
Yeah.
You ain't lying, 57. That's a great point. You're right.
You think his father still yelling, shut up and go to bed?
He might be, too. Every now and then, with that big old head talking about all the things that he's done. Yeah, shut up and go to bed.
All right, hey. I say that, too. Real quick, guys. You guys remember the new segment we brought in last week? So, anybody want to kick it off of their player of this week 10 in the NFL? Who would you give? Go ahead, Chief.
I'm giving my player of the week, Russell Wilson. Only because he has been. I think right now he is buying in to what his coach has for sale. He's listening more, and he's doing exactly what they're telling him to do. He's not trying to improvise. He's not doing any of that stuff, and they won three straight games. When he put the team on his back and won. Just like y'all said, it was an ugly game. All the games have been ugly, but he's getting the job done. He's using his feet. He's using his arms. He's being smart with the ball. My accolades goes out to Russell Wilson for this week. That's
okay. Anybody else?
Mine goes out to Myles Garrett. Garrett is dominant, man. This guy is no answer for him. They try to throw all those other guys out there on defense, how great they are. They got a motor. Myles Garrett is the bar, bro. He can block a kick. He can get an interception. He can sack a quarterback. He can get double teamed, toss one, spin off the other. He could guard a tight end. Yeah, you know what I mean? The guy, he's phenomenal, man. He is phenomenal. Myles Garrett is at work.
Okay.
All facts.
I'm gonna stick with the same person I had last week, Josh Dobbs. I think he had a hell of a game this week again.
Yes, sir.
For somebody who's only been with the team. And in this season alone, he started out with Cleveland, from Cleveland to Arizona, from Arizona to Minnesota, and he's having two good Sundays in a row. So I'm going to stick with Josh Dobbs again.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
No question. Okay. I can't believe it's happening. I mean, we got to go back to C.J. Stroud, though, right? This dude up here might be an MVP candidate. I can't believe he's playing this well. I knew he would be good, but like this, year one?
Right.
Yeah,
this is
crazy.
Right. Yeah.
They just probably told him, whatever you do, don't go to the massage parlor. Please don't go to the massage parlor.
Yeah. I'm not messing with that.
You know.
Anybody else?
Y'all know the NFL. They brought masseuse to him and paid them and told them, girl, don't you say nothing. Don't you say nothing.
And then they threw him under the bus.
I like Cap's pick, but I need to take it a little further. I'm going to say Cleveland's whole defensive line. I'm going to say their whole defensive line because, yes, Garrett got out, but we expect that from Garrett. We expect Garrett to get out. The rest of those boys, man, they played like a symphony. Yeah. And everything was on cue, and the horn blew when the horn needed to blow, and everything. So, you know, I hate that it's against your team, Cap and my baddie. But, I got to say that Cleveland front, man, them boys, they were hungry and they ate. They ate good on Sunday, for real. So, yeah, I give it off to them.
Don't leave out Deshaun Watson, though, because on that bad ankle, I thought he was done.
Yeah.
That was ugly. He stayed in there, toughed it out, gutted it out.
Yeah.
He did it
gutted it out, man. Yeah, yeah.
He showed up dead. He showed up dead.
Big Gruff put out the whole team, the whole defensive line. I'm going with Rain, Dakota Prescott, and CeeDee Lamb for me.
Come on, man.
Okay.
It says you get
the whole middle name.
That's my
thing. Rain, Dakota Prescott.
Let me just say this. I'm not taking anything away from the Cowboys. That was a great, dominant performance. But y'all played, Danny DeVito, man.
I'm not talking about who they see. Listen. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Defense is their defense. These guys I'm talking about on offense, and for the last 3 weeks, he the only receiver in the NFL history, and the quarterback had to do the job for him to give him 10 passes and for him to get over 150 yards. That's why I gave it to him. It ain't because of who we beat. I'm talking about and what they done did and what they done put on this table out here and what they progress to keep on doing if they do it. You can't stop that, man. I wasn't talking about who they beat. I wasn't even – that's why I ain't say nothing to Gerald about beating DeVito on them. I'm talking about their defense and what Dak and Lamb did. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, y'all.
Seems like they're passing out touchdowns.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know I love y'all, right?
The precious lamb, yes.
I love y'all so very much. Come on, Tang, with the last word.
I'm sorry.
Kel's going to find me. Much love and respect always, man. Love enjoying these 2 hours with y'all on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 7. It's nothing like it. Cowboy Nation, let's go.
Oh, boy.
Cap, I want to thank Cap for donating not one, but two shirts to two of our listeners, my Betty and me. We really appreciate that, Cap. Thank you so very much. Tane, congratulations to you for being the winner of week 10. All right, you guys. That being said, DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here at Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we tomorrow, DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well, you guys. My mom always say, peace, love, and soul. My husband always say, be safe and pay attention out there. And I am saying, pray for everybody, love everybody, and watch more sports this week. I love you guys. Be safe. Kel, you have the very last word.
Hey, I didn't say anything about the Wizards because a 25-point lead blown was terrible to me, but I digress. thank you guys for this 2 hours of time that you have given us. You have voluntarily given us. We really appreciate that. You guys don't know, we'll never know for real just how much we enjoy you all's participation. Now, Thursday, we know what's coming. We know what's coming Thursday, another edition, week 11 edition of Lady T's Picks. Let's do better this week, y'all. Let's do better this week and challenge some of our regular winners. Goodness gracious. Cap, I hope you hear me, man. I'm struggling over here. And with that being said, hey, no phone or text is more important than your life. Put that phone down while you're driving. If it's that important, pull over. Send that text, answer that call, all right? Because we love talking to you guys with hate to talk about how much we miss you, all right? With that being said, Thursday, another edition of Miss Lady T's Pick, week 11. Let's get it. Let's go with some De La Soul, Why Don't We?
Let's get it.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my De La clothes or is it just my De La song? What I do ain't make-believe, people say I sit and try, but when it comes to being De La, it's just me, myself, and hippies nowhere, not just pure plug bull. Always pushing that we formed an image, there's no need to lie. When it comes to being plug one, it's just me, myself, and I. 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 I am, poems I speak are plug too tight. Please, oh please, let plug to be himself, not what you read or write. Right is wrong when hype is written on the soul, they lie, that is. Style is surely our own thing, not the false disguise of showbiz. They lie, soul is from the soul, and it's fact I can't deny. Strictly from the Dan called Stucky, and from me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. One and two, but that glory's been denied by consistent gooky eyes. People think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep all nuts with the nuts so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.